Matt Rivets of far-left Sleeping Giants admits discriminating against women of color. By Alam Bokhari on July 13, 2020. Nandini Jami, the co-founder of far-left Sleeping Giants, has resigned from the organization, accusing the other co-founder, Matt Rivets, of disappearing, excluding and diminishing her as a woman of color. In a tell-all article for Medium announcing her departure from Sleeping Giants, co-founder Nandini Jami said she wanted to show readers how a woman of color almost disappeared from the movement she built. In her article, Jami accused Rivets of refusing to admit that she co-founded the far-left group, which specializes in harassing the advertisers of conservative media with false charges of, ironically, racism and sexism. Sleeping Giants is registered as an LLC in California, meaning it is a for-profit entity, although the LLC filing does not detail who its legal owners or founders are. According to Jami, Rivets tried to erase her history of contributions to the group, deny her credit all the while aggrandizing his own, and cut her out of lucrative opportunities such as speaking engagements. "I was working behind the scenes," writes Jami. "I was creating actions for our Facebook community. First testing email addresses privately, then writing email templates for our followers to send. After 2 years of taking painstaking precaution to try to remain anonymous, Rivets was unmasked as one of the founders of Sleeping Giants by a Daily Caller investigation in July 2018. After this, both Rivets and Jami admitted they were behind Sleeping Giants to the world. But all was not well. During this period, claims Jami, Rivets tried to hog sole credit for starting the organization. Basically, says Jami, Rivets tried to appropriate her work and identity, including by keeping her in the dark about award shows so she would not be able to attend and publicly take credit. "In the weeks after we went public, he positioned himself as founder of Sleeping Giants and went on to take interviews with Pod Save America, Kara Swisher and Adweek," writes Jami. "In Adweek, I ended up portrayed as one of the individuals who helps him run the accounts. Without my knowledge, my story was being defined by someone else, a white man who could use his platform to exclude me, diminish me, or disappear me entirely. He never once invited me to join him. I never had any idea he was doing any of these interviews until it was too late. The vagueness that once helped us look like a mysterious group bigger than we were was now being claimed solely by him," says Jami, an inadvertent admission that left-wing smear campaigns are often driven by small, vocal groups that don't represent majority opinion. After discussing her concerns with Rivets, Jami says she was informed that she could pick any title she wanted, except co-founder. Jami also says that Rivets created an official Sleeping Giants email account for potentially lucrative speaking opportunities which only he could access. "Was I just here performing free labor in service of a white man's personal brand?" asks Jami. When Jami spoke to a New York Times reporter without consulting Rivets, she said she received an angry call from the co-founder, accusing her of betrayal and being in it for the glory. A day after Jami's article went public, Rivets posted an apologetic note on the Sleeping Giants Twitter account, basically admitting to all of Jami's most serious allegations. "Women, particularly women of color, often are not heard in our society and she deserves to be listened to. And yes, she is right. She is a co-founder. After receiving death threats to my family from neo-Nazis and papers served to me for a potential lawsuit from Breitbart, I felt an intense ownership over a campaign that frankly wasn't mine to own. Nandini clearly deserves a lot more credit than she has gotten, and I'd like to apologize to her." Breitbart News has reached out to Rivets and Jami for comment. "Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.